This week's mailbag comes to us from Kelly. Kelly is on Social Security due to a disability and has depression and ADHD. She said she loves her Sunday basket. It helps me know where my bills are so I don't lose them and can pay my bills on time. I also enjoy the waiting for pocket, as it took my insurance company 10 weeks to send me a gift card. We're so glad, Kelly. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. Do you have an organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. In this podcast series, I'll be diving into organizing the business of work. Here at Organize 365, we divide work into four kinds of work: pink, purple, blue, and green work. In the next 5 podcasts, I'm going to take you along with me through a work week recorded in November 2021. Today is Tuesday. This is a blue day. Let's get started. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. All right, today is my most structured day of the week, of the work week. It is meeting day. So I'm going to start by telling you a little bit about how I set up meeting days, what we do in meeting days, and the change I just made last week. And then I'll come back every hour and report on the different meetings that I'm having. So our company is 10 years old. We were a $2 million company at our year end. Our year end is June 30th. We have 20 team members. 14 of those are employees. I think 12 are full-time employees. So that tells you how many people we're dealing with inside of the team. 14 of those are in Cincinnati. And then the team was originally built by remote contractors that are in different states. And they are still members of the team. We also work with outside entities, like someone that does our Infusionsoft. And we have a website developer, and Amanda does the podcast. So we have other companies that don't only work with Organize 365, but they've been part of Organize 365. Amanda's been with us for 8 years. So when I talk about the Organize 365 team, I talk about full-time or part-time employees and contractors that have other jobs, like they're nurses or work for other companies, but we're their side gig. Like, we're the only person they work for as an independent contractor. So our team of 20, I actually meet with 8 of those people one-on-one. And part of that is because we've moved Emily Kelly from director of marketing to director of customer service. And I actually am acting as director of marketing. I act as a lot of things in the company, but right now we are restructuring the marketing part of our company. So years ago, I used to do meetings all of the time. And when I started hiring full-time employees, I realized that I needed to have time I could work on the business and times I could work in the business. And that's an e-myth thing from Michael Gerber. And so yesterday, a pink day, that's a day when I work on the business. Today, I'm working in the business. I will be in meetings all day with the team of my own design. And I have created what I think are the most productive way of communicating on a regular basis and checking in once a week to make sure that we're all on the same page. The number one obstacle to growth inside of a company once you reach profitability, from everything I've read, is communication and people. It's so easy for us to get excited about what we're doing and start running down that trail and then realizing you were on the wrong path. So if you don't do regular check-ins with your team and you aren't communicating during the week in a way where you could see that communication, you can easily get onto a whole different train of thought, and then we have to backtrail, which is no fun. So how I do this is, and I don't know where I got this idea from or if I created it on my own. I think I created it on my own. So I've seen many of these shared Google meeting docs where before the meeting, you go in, you put what you did last week, you have the meeting, and then you don't look at this document for another 6 days until you have the meeting again. That's where I think I originally got the idea. But how we use meeting agendas inside of our company is like on steroids. So we do have shared meeting agendas. I have a shared meeting agenda with every single person that I have a one-on-one meeting with. We have shared meeting agendas for department meetings. Those happen on Wednesdays. And whenever there is something big, like the app coming out last year, we pulled together a shared app document so we could share information about the app or just anything, any big changes that we have. We'll pull together a document where everyone could go to this one document multiple times a day, once a week, and just see all of the decisions that have been made and all the questions that are being asked. So in our shared meeting agenda, it always starts at the top, like questions Lisa has, like, here's what I've been thinking, here's what I want to do, here are questions that I have, can you give me a little bit more information? And then the second section is always whatever that team member or that team is actively working on, what questions they need from me or financial resources or a go-ahead or an approval or an outside, you know, ability to meet with outside people, a contract needs to be signed, or we are stuck and we need to see if we can hire help to get this project moved forward, or sometimes we'll just stop doing it. And then each agenda has different sections. And some of these agendas have like 21 sections. So I do EOS, which is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And they do have weekly one-on-one meetings. I don't think they're supposed to be as long as my meeting. And I know for darn sure they are not supposed to have as much detail as I have in my meeting agendas. Like my coach would say to me, Lisa, you have too much information in these agendas. You're trying to know too much. You're trying to solve all the problems. You get to a certain point in business where you cannot solve all of the problems, so you can only solve the most important problems, and you have to delay other issues until later. And I'm like, all right. So like I delay like one or two issues a week out of all of our meetings total. But for the most part, we still are solving every single issue that comes up. We're making a decision. Now, I am getting better at saying, you know what, I'm going to give you an answer to that next week, or let's all think about this and decide what we want to do next week. So sometimes I'll wait a week. But as far as identifying that there are issues or things that have to be decided and just waiting for some time in the future to make that decision, not a skill I have yet, I'll just be honest with you. So these one-to-one meeting agendas, usually, I'm not even joking, they're like 9 pages long, you guys. We have colors. So my color is like a purpley pink in every single meeting agenda. So I will go into any meeting agenda and I could type in my purpley pink and people know that Lisa is asking a question. So I don't typically check department meeting agendas that I'm not in, but every once in a while I will. Like once a quarter, I'll read like every single meeting agenda in the entire company because I don't know, I'm weird like that. And then I might see something in there and I might ask a question in my purpley pink, or more likely, I will then go back to that department head or that whoever I have a one-on-one meeting with and ask my question in that meeting agenda and say, hey, why are we doing this over in shipping, or why are we doing this over in customer service, and get an answer just to make sure that everything is still working the way I originally designed it. And often, as an entrepreneur, I have a vision of what this company is going to look like, and it is through seeing that vision being created where I realize where I need to give more definition, flesh out what that's going to look like or what I'm thinking it would look like in my head, which who would know that? No one would know that. But we're to the point in Organize 365 that we've had team members that have been full-time employees with us for, well, Emily just celebrated her 4th year with us. So they are just as invested in the mission, vision, and values as I am. And often, some of the best ideas in our company do not come from me. They come from the team, and they run with them. And that is why Organize 365 is not called the Lisa Woodruff Show. I always knew there would be a time where Organize 365 would be the collective mission and vision of our team and your input as our audience. And I can see that is where we're starting to go. So I will review these meeting agendas before each meeting, And then we will sit down and we do not talk about every single thing that is in the meeting agenda. We usually talk about most of the things that are on pages 1 to 3, and then we scan pages 4 until whatever end page your meeting agenda has. The other thing is each meeting has a different cadence, a different flavor. Some are a little bit more social. Some are a little bit action-oriented. Some agendas are a little bit more organized. Some agendas, like Monique's and mine, have so many ideas in it. If anybody saw our agenda, their heads would explode. Because we are able to talk about ideas that are going to happen next fall, that if I mention those to the rest of the team, they'd be like, So we have lots of random stuff in our meeting agenda. And I love it. And I have tried over time to make our meeting agendas all more standardized, and there are standardized portions of them. But I was talking to someone in a very large company, and she said that each of their teams have their own culture. And I was like, I get it. Because as our teams are only just like 2 or 3 people big, they do. They each have their own little different vibe, their own different culture. And I love it. So I will have a lot of meetings. I have usually had them on Tuesdays, and I used to try to fit them into my calendar in the time block that they would fit in. So like tech is 30 minutes, but operations is 1 hour, and maybe marketing is 45 minutes. And what happens is sometimes the meetings go over, or sometimes they don't even need to be that long. And then I would have these blank spaces in my calendar that I didn't really know what to do with. So last week I made this change, and the change is I'm no longer recording podcast interviews on Tuesday. The only thing I'm doing on Tuesdays is meetings. I moved everyone's meeting to start at the top of the hour so that when I look at my clock in my office at the top of the hour, I'm starting a meeting every single hour except for 1 on Tuesdays. And knowing me, I'll add 1 in that hour that I don't have a meeting because I don't do lunch. And then when that meeting is over, if the meeting needs 1 hour, it has the potential to go for 1 hour. If it doesn't need 1 hour, then I will do other random administrative and repetitive tasks that are on my list, like double checking the newsletter that's going to go out on Friday, or going through my email, or following up on action items from the meetings that I have this day. So I am going to take you with me. I'm pulling into the parking lot here. It is 7:41. My first meeting is at 8:00 with Vanessa. Vanessa has been with us, oh my gosh, only 2 years, feels like 18. And she is our Director of Operations. She's in charge of product, shipping, the warehouse, hiring, onboarding, HR, and probably a lot more stuff. So I'll meet with Vanessa here in a few minutes. All right, my meeting with Vanessa is over. It took 30 minutes. I meet with Vanessa twice a week. We actually meet on Fridays also, since she has the most people reporting to her. All of the orders go through her. There's just once a week is not often enough. And I forgot to tell you another awesome thing about us using Google Docs for our shared one-to-one meeting agendas. And that is, we very rarely email each other on the team. Like, emails do go back and forth on the team, but it's very rare. It's usually like something that is outside of our normal weekly meeting agenda time, or to deliver like a finished PDF or something so that we can see it and print it. But often we even link those inside of our meeting agendas as well. We have Voxer, which is like Slack, where we can get in touch with each other if we need something quicker. But for the most part, I would say 80 to 85% of all of our correspondence happens inside of these meeting agendas, which just gives you so much context. So you can update a project inside of the meeting agenda and you see where we are in the project and what we're outstanding for, versus like a one-off email where you have to then go find the project and figure out where we are on it. The other reason I love communicating inside of these one-on-one meeting agendas is that I will, a couple of times a week, just open them all on my desk and read through all of the meeting agendas and just really see where we are with each person in each project. And as I have an idea, I can go and put it on the meeting agenda in the department and in the project that the idea is for, versus sending a Voxer or sending an email about, hey, I have this idea and we should do this thing. Like, I go and I put it on the one-on-one meeting agenda. So like, for example, We're looking at some new products. And we are going back and forth on colors and design inside of the meeting agenda versus an email or in Voxer. So when we all come together once a week, we have all of the ideas that we've each had during the week all in one place, and we can make better and quicker decisions. So in this break that I have between meetings, I am having my breakfast because I didn't do that. I am going through email because I didn't do that this morning, and I am working with a different team member on a project I asked for last week, printing it out, making edits, and replying to them. And then I will meet with Shona at 9 o'clock. Shona is in charge of technology, and at the time of this recording, the app has launched. It is Tuesday morning. We're supposed to be launching the app Thursday or Friday, but of course, you whippersnappers found it last night, so hundreds of you are already on the app, so I'm sure our meeting is going to be a little bit longer because Shona thought she had more time before everyone would find the app, and of course, you guys are already on the app. So we are troubleshooting anything that is confusing. There are a few things about our app that are not like Facebook, like we record a live, but then when the live is over, there's a period of time where you cannot watch the video because we have to download it and upload it again. And in that time, all of the comments are lost. So that's just something that the audience is going to have to get used to. It's a limitation of the app that we have, things like that. So Shona has the quickest meetings of everyone in the company because she is the most organized and she has the best organized agenda. But today, I don't think she's going to break her 3-minute record. I think we're going to have a little bit longer of a meeting today. It is 9:20. Shona's meeting is done. Shona's meeting would have been done at 9:10 if I would have let Stephanie in the meeting on time and we didn't have to repeat it. So sorry, Stephanie. Stephanie is my chief of staff. And last spring, we hired Stephanie as an office manager. But I always knew when I went on the book tour that I would need support because I'm a very hands-on business owner and CEO. And our company's pretty small. I mean, like, this isn't Procter & Gamble over here. Like, I need to know what's going on. And for the book tour, I was out of town for 6 weeks. 4 of those weeks, I literally got on a plane and didn't come back for 4 weeks. But the week before and the week after, I also was just in the office a few days. And then I traveled to other book signings. And oh my gosh, the book tour was amazing. So Stephanie, I always had this idea, even when we hired Stephanie as an office manager, that I wanted like additional support for me as a CEO. Pat takes care of my email, really any personal errands I need run also, or, you know, anything she could take off of my plate, my calendar. She communicates to people through my email inbox for scheduling and follows up with thank yous and does everything that an executive assistant will do. But I needed an additional support, especially when I went on the book tour. And in this season of running my company as hands-on as I am, I need almost like a body double to be with me. So I promoted Stephanie to chief of staff. So as chief of staff, just like in any other chief of staff in governmental or some other corporation, she literally attends every meeting that I attend. So if I attend a meeting with the manufacturer like I did yesterday, she comes along. All of these meetings we're in today, she will be in every single meeting. She sees all the meeting agendas. And her job is to understand as much as she can about how I make decisions and everything that is going on inside of the company. She's not a COO or a chief operating officer. Like, it's not her job to make sure all of the departments do what they're doing or they don't all report to her. She reports directly to me. She sees all of my ideas as they move through the company, and then she eases communication between teams. When we end a meeting, like I just met with Shona in the tech department, they take care of our email, our website, our app. So anything that came out of this meeting that, let's say, customer service needs to know or operations needs to know or I don't know who needs to know, she'll think it through and she'll be like, okay, customer service needs to know this from that meeting that Lisa just had with tech that I don't think that way. And then also when I was on the book tour, she actually held these meetings in my place. So she can act as Lisa in meetings and then she'll either say, well, I know Lisa's going to say this, or I'll get with Lisa and I'll get back to you with that answer. And then when I got back from the book tour Abby had her baby shortly thereafter. And so it's just really, really helpful for me to have someone that I can give Stephanie directive, or I can let her know that a change is happening, and all of a sudden it moves through the whole company and I didn't have to send out an email or do any of those kinds of things. Additionally, I listened to a podcast by Donald Miller of StoryBrand, and he was growing his company to 10 million about the same time in his company he had JJ become the chief of staff. So he went from not having an executive assistant to adding on this chief of staff in between, I can't remember the numbers, maybe 1 to 5 million. It was I don't even know if it was an 18-month or a 3-year time period where he had a chief of staff who did exactly what I'm doing. And then all of a sudden he had a COO in his company. So it was, there's a lot of complexity in a $1 to $3 million company. And that's when everything goes from everyone reporting to one person to creating teams inside of your company. And it just takes time. It takes time. It takes communication. It takes a lot of meetings. And you're moving the vision from one person to a group of people. And that's where I am in my company. So sorry, Stephanie, that we left you out of that meeting. But Stephanie has been and will be in all the meetings going forward. Everything is going swimmingly with the app that everybody has found before it's even supposed to launch. And there are a couple of improvements that I want to make to the website. Our website is a completely custom-coded PHP website. What that means is it's ultra secure. Like, it's super, super secure because there are no plugins. There are no open doors that hackers can get into our website. Not that this is like Fort Knox or anything over here, but I've had, I think, 4 websites over the course of the 10 years that I've been in business. I had one built on WordPress that I did. Then I built one on Rainmaker, which was Brian Clark's platform, which was similar to this, more of a custom-coded site, which I loved because it was very secure. But because it wasn't a WordPress site, it was really hard to get anything to integrate into that site. So I migrated back to a WordPress site. And a WordPress is kind of like, you know how on Shopify or Etsy, you can list your store for sale, and then you can like plug your Shopify store into like ShipStation and other things. It's kind of what WordPress is like if you have never done a website, where you can like add in a membership platform, and you can add in a payment platform, and you can add in, I don't know, a podcast platform. And you literally just plug them into your website and it adds more functionality to your website. The biggest problem for us and why we went back to a completely custom coded website is that in a WordPress website, you can have it act as a membership site or a podcast host or a store or a this or a that. And Lisa did, and I had my website being a blog and a podcast host and a store and a membership site. And so I had so many plugins that my plugins were conflicting with each other, and it was just easier to create a completely custom coded site. But when you have a 100% completely custom coded site, only your web developer can make any changes, and every change that you make is a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. Like, you can't do anything easily. I do not regret the decision that I made, but making any changes to my website takes a lot of time and a lot of coordination with our web development company. And Shona's in charge of that. So every single thing I want to do, like right now, I want to add a hello bar to the top of our website. That involves our website company. And another thing that we're doing right now is trying to figure out a way that when you want to buy the Productive Home Solution, it's a one-click purchase. In the past, it's been multiple choices, multiple clicks. By the time this podcast comes out, you literally can go and just buy the Productive Home Solution, bing, and it'll go in your cart and away it goes. You have no idea how many hours and how much programming it has taken to do that, since there are so many things and courses and products that we add in to the Productive Home Solution on the back end. It's just a lot. So anyway, that's what Shona and I do. And Shona's mind is amazing. She's able to see what I want and then break it down into a million different parts and talk to the web developers and our email provider and figure out all of the if this, then that configurations that have to go through. And I'm just like, I just want it pretty. I just want it done. I just want to be able to click this thing. She has so much patience. And Shona has Emily Hare on her team. And Emily Hare has a degree in I want to say grammar. It's not a degree. Lisa, there is no degree in grammar. She's a writer. So she helps us a lot with writer. She understands grammar, which I don't understand grammar. So she understands grammar, and she is just super tech savvy. She has been the awesome brains behind getting everything to go in the app. It helps that she's in her 20s because tech is more intuitive than those of us that were stay-at-home moms for 20 years and are now working in a company. I love, love, love the different generations in our company. And when we go to do a reel or an app or something, all the 20-year-olds come out and they're like, okay, dinosaurs, let's get out your phone and let me show you where to click. And then we're all like, yes, please, show us where to click. Show us how to get the funny things on our phone. And it's just really, 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 really fun. And then we turn around and quote all of the 1980s movies and give them long lists of movies they should watch because they are classics. And how can you be alive and not having watched all of these movies that I watch? Okay, I ramble on a lot. This podcast is going to be so long. I should probably have it as two podcasts. This Tuesday podcast, if you are growing a company or if you are part of a company and you're trying to figure out how to be more productive, there's going to be a lot of nuggets that I share in here that I wish somebody would share with me. So tell me where I can read this book or listen to this podcast episode that is like this one because I want to know. I have 30 minutes before my next meeting. So there have been a lot of actionables already by 9:30. I am going to get done as many as I can. I'm actually going to go through my email, which I have not done yet. And I am going to check our newsletter for Friday. I will see you after my 10 o'clock meeting. All right, so 10 o'clock is the one time today I didn't have a meeting. So my next meeting is at 11. I ended up uploading all these podcast files that I keep making for all these random podcasts that are going to be so much fun to listen to, but it's so many podcast files for what I'm doing, taking you through my days here at work, and then also the podcast I'm recording over on Organized 365 for my Saturday, Sunday, morning, afternoon, and evening routines. I keep turning the podcast mic on and off, so then I have to properly label all those files, which is lots of details for me. And for whatever reason, like everyone at the office or their kids are like just mildly not feeling well. So we've got a couple of people who stayed home, Joey being one of them. And normally Joey is my personal DoorDasher. He gets me whatever I want for lunch and coffee and he's not here. So I'm actually leaving to go get a Jimmy John's sub and then I'm gonna see what kind of coffee Pat wants. And I pushed our meeting back 15 minutes so I can go to Starbucks and then I'll be back at 11:15. To meet with Pat, my executive assistant and oldest Organize 365 team member. And by oldest, I mean she's been on the team the longest. She's the oldest employee, not necessarily the oldest in age. I actually don't even know how old anybody is on my team. But anyway, I'm going to go get some food and then I'll be back for the next meeting. I underestimated how much of my mental capacity would be used by recording teeny tiny little podcast transcriptions every hour to 90 minutes during the day for multiple days in a row. Not only reporting what I'm doing, but why I do what I'm doing so that you can get value out of it. So I took a little bit longer of a break. Last time I talked to you, I was about to speak with Pat. So Pat and I met from 11 to 11:40. And we went through all of the actionable to-dos and things that were related to my email and my calendar, but also the holiday gifts for the team and parties and foods, because I'm recording this in the middle of November. So we have Thanksgiving coming up. We have our holiday party. We have our 10th anniversary. There are lots of things that we are working on ahead of schedule. After that was done at 11:40, I just went out in the warehouse and I checked Instagram and I Voxered Stephanie and I walked around the warehouse and got about 800 more steps in just to give my brain a little bit of a break. Came back in at 12 and met with Emily Kelly, who is our director of customer success, used to be director of marketing. We met until 12:30. And then from 12:30 to 1, I ordered photos of Grayson. I had a professional photo shoot done and I went in and picked all of the favorite pictures of my grandson. I went through my email And I went through the one-to-one meeting agendas that we had had from the morning and also started to look at the next two that I had coming up, because I told you that these Google Docs that we use are like living documents. And on meeting days, people are always updating what we decided in the meetings and what information has come since those meetings. While we were doing that, our email website went down. So we use Infusionsoft to deliver all of our emails and for our store. And it completely went down. It was back up within half an hour, but it was down. So we started chasing that rabbit trail. And also, I told you that people aren't feeling well around the office, or their children aren't feeling well. And no one is really, really sick. But like, kids are having like weird fevers and coughs, and adults are having stomach aches. And so literally like 4 employees are home either with their kids or with themselves. And Sherry came in because her daughter is home also, and we are getting a delivery out back. So I gave my cell phone number because it's down to just 3 of us in the office. Everybody has left the office. So that was weird, unusual thing that does not normally happen. Normally, there are lots of people in the office. So at any time, I could be called to go back to the back and receive a delivery. Which reminds me, I don't know what we do when we receive a delivery. I know there's like this whole protocol. I'll just show the guy where the little thing that gets a skid off of a truck is, and I'm sure he can do it, and I'll just sign for it and not even know what I'm signing for. So, well, it'll be fine. We're going to get our sheet protectors. Everything's going to be great. Hey, the supply chain is working. We're getting things. I will take receipt of things. They can count it and figure it out later. So at 1 o'clock, I had a meeting with Monique, who you all know and love. Monique used to be the director of the certification program, but we just changed her title to Director of Business Development. And Monique is in charge of the certification program, all of the communities on the app. Stephanie and Tanya are on her team. She and I do book tours. I'm going to be speaking at NAPO, which is the National Association for Professional Organizers, in April in Baltimore. And so she is coordinating that with me. I think we're going to try to do a book signing while I'm out there, and then some things for our certified organizers that are also NAPO members. So we were talking about that. She also is working with me with the pilot program. So we're finishing one of the business pilot programs and getting ready to start another one. So we were going through the feedback of that and how we can improve this as more and more teams and companies are adding workboxes into their workflow and as part of their processes and systems inside of their company. And then she and I also tend to dream a lot together, and we are living like a year in the future. And she's really able to track with where Organize 365 is going, not where it is or where it's been, but like we can both see where we're going in the future. And so she and I can have these conversations that are way, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years in the future. Like we could talk at that level. So there are some things on our meeting agendas that are really like, oh, well, if we do this, then this will become this. And so they're fun meetings. We take the full almost hour every time because we have so many ideas to share. So it is 2:05. I've just finished that meeting with Monique. I am going to go use the restroom, get another water, and then I'm going to meet at 2:00 with Erin. Erin graduated last year from Xavier University here in Cincinnati, and she is in charge of our social media. She is why I have such fun reels and carousels in my Instagram, and we are really trying to get little stickers that go in Instagram, those Jiffy stickers. So you know how you can put like, I don't know, little kids clapping. I always put little kids clapping in my Insta stories. Well, you can apply to have those stickers be in your brand. So we've applied to have our slash pockets and our little Sunday basket. And hopefully by the time you listen to this, we will be approved. But we've been rejected 3 times and we can't even figure out why we're getting rejected. So she and I are going to go talk about that. That is my meeting that starts at 2:00. Okay, it is 4:50. I'm getting ready to leave the office. I have my meeting at 2:00 with Erin. And Stephanie just stayed on that call with me because we were doing it on Zoom because Stephanie was home with her kids who were sick. So we stayed on and we just debriefed from all of our meetings from the day and things that she and I are working one-on-one with. And we talked about what needs to move over to our leadership meeting on Wednesday. And that was about an hour-long meeting. Then from 3:30 to 4:45, I downloaded the rest of the podcast that I've already recorded earlier today. I went through my email. I went through all of the meeting agendas that we had just completed and made a list of what I had said were actionables that I needed to do. And then I deep dove into a couple of projects. So I went into the 100-day home organization program dashboard and edited a few videos that needed to be updated. I went through a printable that we had that I want to update the coloring and the font on that for our social media meeting tomorrow morning with Amy and Mary. And what's the other thing I did? Just basically closed out for the day. I could have worked until midnight. Like, I have so many ideas, so many projects are going on, but because of little Grayson, my grandchild, I am leaving work at a reasonable time every night, which is good. It's good. It's a constraint that is good for me. Makes me stop working, makes me go home and do other things, makes me not do as many projects sometimes as I want to do in the company, and makes more realistic expectations for everyone all the way around. So my Tuesday is over. Wednesday, which is tomorrow, I have a couple of meetings. Those are departmental meetings. I will meet with our graphic design team, and I will meet with our leadership team, and I will meet with my bookkeeper for finance. And I will not be meeting, but will be going on customer service, and shipping, and I think tech has a meeting. Like, other departments have meetings that I'm not in. So I am ready to go home and snuggle that baby. See you next week when I report on my Wednesday. For those of you who follow along Organize 365, you follow me on Instagram, you listen to all of the Organize 365 podcasts, when I talk about a workbox, you understand what I'm talking about because you see me use it in my everyday life, or you've seen it enough on Instagram or heard various Organize 365 references in podcasts or select podcasts that have been recorded over the last 2 years. But the truth is, I talk a lot about the Sunday Basket. I talk a lot about the Productive Home Solution, and I kind of sprinkle in here and there this information about how I have organized work. And to be honest, organizing work is the thing that I had organized before I really started talking about the Sunday Basket or the Productive Home Solution that used to be called All Access and the 100-Day Home Organization Program. Over the last couple of years, I have shared with more and more and more people how to organize work. And as I've grown the company Organize 365 as the founder and as the creator and added to my own team, I've realized that I had to kind of create a vocabulary inside of our company and define the different kinds of work that we do as we go throughout our day so that we can all be on the same page and moving faster in the same direction with less miscommunication. So the Friday workbox really divides your work week into four different kinds of work that you do. And there is some customization here. Some positions are more heavily focused in one color than another color. And different seasons inside of your job, you'll be heavily focused in one color versus another color. So let me explain the colors. The colors of the Friday workbox go in order: pink, purple, blue, and green. And I discovered this 20 plus years ago when I was in direct sales, trying to figure out how to make the people on my team as productive and profitable as I was in Creative Memories. And I realized I was doing four different activities inside of my job, and that all of the other leaders were doing the same activities inside of their jobs, but our downline were only doing one or two, sometimes three, but usually only one or two of these kinds of work. And the work is this. Pink work is work that only you can do, is work that you do before you get a sale. It's ideas, it's projects, it's creation. It's kind of secret work, but it has to be done in order to get to purple work. And purple work is really your job description. It's what you were hired to do. It's working with clients. It's finishing the project. It's shipping the thing. It's doing the service. It's whatever brings the money into your organization. That's the purple work. That's what people usually define really well. But without any pink work, you don't have spontaneity and newness and the wow factor of your purple work. So you really have to have both. And most people have focused on pink and purple work, but they have not gone further to the blue and green work. Blue Work is incorporating a team to bring that purple work to life, both internally and externally in your business. And then green is the administrative and repetitive tasks that need to be done inside of every job and every organization in order to keep all of your processes and procedures up to date and your communication top notch. You will find in certain seasons, like the end of the year, you're heavily in green work. Or if you're getting ready to launch a product or a new service, or you're in your busy time, like as an accountant, you'll be doing almost only purple work. But there is a blend of these four different kinds of work in every role, in every organization, in every company. And that's what I've been sharing over a series of podcasts that I've shared in Organize 365 in 2021 and early 2022. So that is what you've been listening to today. You can head on over to the Organize 365 Friday Workbox playlist, which is a separate podcast feed that has been pulled now in order to help you just have just the podcast-related episodes. In there, you will find podcast episodes just on each of these different colors of work, what it looks like when you put it all together, what Organize 365 thinks work is. Your purple work doesn't have to be for money. It can just be whatever you are doing Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and a couple of select episodes where I have interviewed people on the Organize 365 podcast, and we've specifically talked about using a workbox and how you organize work in different kinds of work. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast that you just listened to here on Organize 365, or you're about to listen to here on the new Organize 365 Friday Workbox playlist podcast. To learn all about the Organize 365 workboxes, head on over to organize365.com/workboxes. There you'll find the physical product, the workbox planning days that we have, any webinars that are scheduled, and how you can incorporate the workboxes into your small business or team.